Blog Talk Radio.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together, and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. And I'm betting you like girls, to give love to girls and stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paved the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn chain, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, trying to put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come up. Slow it down, baby, take a look.
Blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go.
Shawty don't even know she can get in it for the low. Told me she not a pro, it's okay, it's under control. Show me soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, when stars up, then you come up in bar clothes. Girl, I'm new, so my Bugatti the same nose. Show me your perfect pitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips like you blew out a candle. So I'm using, know you can make it whistle with the music. Hope you ain't got no issues, you can do it. Even if it's no bitch, you never lose it.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go.
I know what everybody wants to hear me talk about.
you guys want to hear me talk about something that's been having the whole wrestling world on buzz this whole freaking week since Monday's Monday Night Raw. And it's about a certain individual who is very, very well respected amongst the wrestling fans, and including and especially professional wrestling smart marks. I am talking specifically about simply the best in the world, JTG. I mean, why in the world does this WWE hold him back? I mean, the whole professional wrestling world is talking about this guy right now. I mean, JTG is somebody that is tremendously admired by the internet, and he is somebody that WWE has definitely been holding down. And JTG, I mean, come on. Is it because the guy is black? I mean, the WWE is racist, you know what I mean? So it might be. Because he is black. And JTG, you know, he can wrestle, and he does have great wrestling skills, and he definitely is the type of guy that should be world champion. I mean, the whole professional wrestling world has been talking about this guy all week. And they've been talking about how he simply just, you know, quit the WWE because, you know, he was apparently tired of the WWE not pushing him. So, I mean, this guy literally had the whole week. I mean, I've been thinking about this guy all week. I feel the last week. Chris, you got to talk about JTG. You got to talk about JTG. He should be world champion. He should definitely be world champion. The WWE's holding him back. Triple H is burying him. You know what? He is being buried, you know, and I think simply because of the fact that the WWE does not appreciate black wrestlers. He is not being held back because he can't wrestle. He is being held back because he is black. This is an injustice, and it is no wonder that the WWE has lost a great wrestler in JTG. JTG is the best there is. The best there was, and the best that ever will be. He should be world champion right now. Not John Cena. Not that other guy named CM Punk who nobody cares about. Not Triple H. Not even Sheamus. He should be world champion. He should be the world champion. JTG is a real man's wrestler. He can wrestle. He knows all types of moves and all types of holds, and he can do a whole spot there for you in a matter of 10 minutes. Everybody has been solely talking about JTG all week. He's been putting the whole wrestling world on blast that he is walking out of the WWE, never to be seen again. Because he is tired of the way he's being treated. And he's tired of the prejudice and bigotry within the WWE. This is an injustice to him. Can I get an amen? Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get another amen? Hey, can I get another hallelujah? Can I get another hallelujah, my brothers and sisters? Hey! The WWE is racist. And we have got to stop this foolishness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. JTG should be pushed. JTG deserves better. JTG is the one that put the money in the seats, that put the money in the pockets of all those WWE employees, that put the asses in the seats in those arenas every single night. He is a draw. Everybody loves JTG. Everybody pays to see JTG. JTG is, without a shadow of a doubt, deserving to be world champion. Okay, guys, that was a big-ass amount of sarcasm from me. Okay, what I'm really about to talk about is this. Earlier this week, a certain individual that the professional wrestling, internet wrestling community gets off on and considers is the type of guy that should be world champion. but yet he, little do they know that he can't stand their asses. I'm talking about the best in the world. I'm talking about CM Punk. Apparently, he is walked out on the WWE. Now, whether it is a work, whether it is real, we do not know. But all I know is that CM Punk has the right to do as he pleases. CM Punk is one of those guys that, as Good Mike Ward said in the commentary that I listened to earlier, is one of those guys that will not take any shit from anybody in the WWE. He will not lay down. He will not be anybody's bitch. And he said, you remember years ago, back in 2011, when he was on the verge of walking out on that company, the WWE put together a little something just so he could stay. And he said to them, like Good Mike Work said, we're not going to do what you guys want me to do. We're going to do what I want to do. We're going to do this my way. And I guess the WWE finally sees things CM Punk's way. There's not a lot of guys, like Good Mike Work said, that will do the things that CM Punk has done. That guy right in the WWE's face and said, give me my goddamn opportunities or I'm going. Usually guys that come in there will let the WWE fuck them in the ass with a dildo. About CM Punk. This is pretty much what I'm going to dedicate most of my wrestling show to tonight, because I feel, you know, it needs to be paid attention to. I might talk about, we'll also talk about some other things in a little while, but I think I really need to address this. CM Punk, brother. If this is real or if this is not, I mean, I know it's really none of my business, dude, but, you have the right to do as you please, brother. You have the right to do as you please. Now, my guts, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, CM Punk. I'm not one of those smart marks, all right, brother? Trust me, you know. I understand the business. I understand why John Cena's on top. I have no problem with him. I actually like the guy. And I admire his work ethic, and I admire you the same way. But, if you actually are gone, then all I can say is good luck to you, and I hope you find what you're looking for. But if you aren't, then God damn, you're good, dude. You got the whole fucking world talking. I mean, everybody's talking about you, man. I have not stopped hearing about you yet. I see memes all over my Facebook posted directed at you saying, I stand by CM Punk. CM Punk this, CM Punk that. Please don't go CM Punk. All this. If it's true, CM Punk, if it's true, we'll never know. I mean, it's real none of our business. You know, we're the fans. We're not supposed to know. But this might just be the start of something good. People, you never know. CM Punk is, like I said, he's definitely one of those guys. He didn't come up through the WWE system. He came up somewhere else, you know. He's wrestled all over the world. And even though the IWC is too stupid to realize it, but CM Punk actually has his little five moves of doom, too, just like John Cena. People just ignore it because, you know, he's CM Punk, the internet wrestling community hero, and, you know, nobody gives a fuck. CM Punk can do no wise and wrong. No wrong in the eyes of the IWC, which is, there's no surprise that CM Punk can do no wrong in the eyes of a fat 15-year-old burger-flipping ass-tard that wants John Cena buried alive. But, guys, let's just all pray for him and hope that everything works out. And another thing I need to talk about. This past Sunday's Royal Rumble. It was not the best show in the world. Matter of fact, it was probably slightly worse than Fatal 4-Way was. But now that after I've had some time to digest it, and, you know, I've heard people's opinions about it, and especially my boy Good Mike Ward's opinion and his side of it, I'm actually starting to understand, you know, why the WWE probably went in a lot of directions that they did with the show. And it just might actually be, it might actually all be one big work. And the WWE is doing a hell of a job of it, and they're even working the smart fans. They're even working the so-called smart marks. You know, the fans that think they know everything, that I hate. They're working them. They're working them to the core. They're showing that even they can be fooled and they can be tricked. And they're doing a damn good job of it. Now, what all this is going to lead to, I have no idea, but all I have to say is we have 60-plus more days until WrestleMania. Get pumped. Get excited. Mercedes-Benz Superdome. It's going to be off the charts. It's going to be loud. It's going to be explosive. And it's going to be crazy. Well, at least I'm praying that it is. All right, guys. So this is WrestleMania season. You know, let's think about that, too. This is WrestleMania season, and anything can happen. There's a lot of shit that can go down, and there's a lot of things. And the WWE starts stressing out around this time. So I don't know. Lord only knows what their WrestleMania plans are. We can only hope it is good. And I do have the honor and privilege of joining the WWE on the road to WrestleMania because Raw, Monday Night Raw, will emanate from Memphis, Tennessee on March 10th, and I have a third row floor seat right next to the entrance. So WWE, if you are listening, I will see you there. I will see you on March 10th, and I will see you on the third row. And I will have my Twitter account signed. So if there's any wrestlers that are listening to me, feel free to follow me. That's, you know what? I'm only going to plug this twice. I'll plug this one time right now for my Twitter because I don't want to, you know, be on here talking about my Twitter the whole night because I'm not here to promote myself that much. I'm here to talk about wrestling. I'm here to talk about Smart Mark. This is the first time I will plug my Twitter, and I'll probably plug it one last time before we go off the air, before I go off the air tonight. Okay, are you guys listening? It is at lowercase x, Chris F, all that is in caps, then another lowercase x. All right, at Chris F X, at X Chris F X. You got it? At X Chris F X. Look it up on Twitter. My picture is in black and white, and I have sunglasses on. I'll plug it one other time before the show ends tonight. But I'm not going to spend too much time plugging myself because I'm just not that into myself. Yeah, I know I talk about myself a lot out here, but it's sarcasm, you dumbass, and shut the fuck up. Anyway, Lord only knows what the WWE's WrestleMania plans are, but we can only pray that they're going to be, you know, good WrestleMania plans. But all I know is I'm excited. I'm damn excited. Like I said, I have a brand new 32-inch LG HD 1080p resolution high-definition TV in the layaway, as well as a Roku. I'm going to get the WWE Network. I'm going to sit at home. I'm going to pop open some alcohol, and I'm going to enjoy WrestleMania 30 on the WWE Network. I'm damn excited. I cannot wait. And I know a lot of people are excited about the Super Bowl this Sunday. I mean, me, myself, even not really being much of a football fan, I'm excited to see it myself. And I'm even more excited to see the halftime show because my boy Bruno Mars will be taking that stage, center field, with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And not only that, but he will be here on June 6th for the second North American leg of his Moonshine Jungle World Tour. And yes, I will be getting tickets for that because I'm a fucking music person. Anybody who listens to me and knows me knows that. And also, I will also be seeing Katy Perry on October 6th. October 5th, later on here in the very same year. Both are coming to FedEx Forum, and they are two of the biggest performers in the world, and this should be two tremendously great concerts. If you are a music fan, you will appreciate live music. You have to appreciate live music. There's no way you cannot. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's a rapper or if it's a classical singer. If you love music, then you will appreciate whoever is making the music. Now, if it's somebody like Waka Flocka Flame who is a talentless piece of shit, then I can understand. But, yeah, you guys get my drift. This ain't about music. Anyway, I want to know what you guys think about, you know, all this shit that's going on with WWE in these past recent weeks. All right? But, and if you are a smart mark, if you are a Cena hater, if you are any one of those fuckers that I can't stand that I'm ranting on every week, don't bother calling me out and don't bother messaging me or tweeting me. I will simply tell you to shut the fuck up and I will block you. You got that? Bitch. Get it? Got it? Good. All right. Now, how about some music, people? Yeah, I know they're saying about music, but I'm not talking about music this time. I'm just playing music. Let's play a little song. Well, I take a bit of a break. But this time, it's not just going to be any song. It's going to be this.
They come to me, they understand, they come to me.
About a year, but at the same time, I honestly really don't give a shit. Angelica, if you're listening, you know I don't really like Batista either, but at the same time, like I said, I don't give a shit, and you don't see me complaining on the internet about it much. I wasn't happy to see that he won the Royal Rumble. You know, I didn't really give a fuck. I actually sat there and said to myself, okay, well, if I don't really like it, but if Dave Batista winning the Royal Rumble is what's good for business, then, you know, WWE, do what you got to do. But, that doesn't mean I'm happy about it, because, I don't know. Dave is going to be working a part-time schedule. I know all you women out there, they're listening to me right now, are jerking off. All you female wrestling fans are sitting there jerking off to Dave Batista like he's the best fucking thing in the world. Let me give you some insights. After the show went off the air on the world, after the show went off the air this past Sunday, Batista acts like a fucking crazy prick. Now, fuck, I don't like wrestling fans either, and I think most of you are fucking idiots. But, good lord, Dave. I mean, damn, dude. I mean, some of those fans in the arena on Sunday probably deserved the treatment you gave them, but, gosh, dude, I would think that after you came back, after spending 4 years away from the WWE, that you would have grown up a bit, but it turned out you haven't. So it's really nice to know that you haven't grown up. And to think I actually called you my favorite wrestler at one time. Well, that's before I actually grew up. I started understanding the business more. And a lot of fans that don't like you, like my good friend Angelica, she had a bad experience with you, okay? Now, actually, I really do not blame her for not liking you. But, you know what? At the end of the day, sweetheart, who gives a fuck? You know, Dave is back. There's nothing we can do. The WWE is trying to run a business. They're trying to do what they feel is good for their business. And all I can say is just shut up and respect it. It's the only choice you have. Just like we say John Cena is what's best for business, Dave Bautista just might be what's best for business right now, too, especially around this time, especially around during WrestleMania time when they have to find a way. They have to scramble to find ways to fill a big stadium like the Mercedes-Benz Superdome or MetLife last year or Sun Life Stadium, you know what I mean? The WWE has to scramble to find ways to get all of those seats filled to make sure that there are no seats left empty. And if it's what they got to do, then hey, the WWE might not even like Dave Bautista themselves, but they've got to have, I was talking to my good friend Mikey every night, who is an indie wrestler. They've got to have that one big draw or those big draws that are going to help them fill an 80,000 seat stadium and make sure that there's no seat left empty. And it's around WrestleMania time, so the WWE's doing what they have to do. They did it with Brock Lesnar. They did it with The Rock. And they're doing it with Dave Bautista. But the difference between all three of these people, the odd man out is The Rock. Because The Rock actually, yes, I'm saying it, Angelica, The Rock actually cares about the wrestling business. He cares more about the wrestling business than these two do combined. I know you probably don't want to hear that, but, hey, it's the truth. You know, I love you, Angelica. I really do, but you know I am, so fuck you. Get the fuck over it. Love you, sweetie. But, what can I say? In closing, as I get ready to go off the air, guys, I will plug my Twitter account one last time, just like I said I would. It is @XChrisFX. Once again, it is @XChrisFX. That is my username. Look me up. My profile picture is black and white, and I am wearing sunglasses. And a fair warning to everybody, if you don't want to be insulted, if you don't like the truth, if you don't like or can stand and or a difference in opinion or maybe a smarter opinion, do not follow me. And that goes especially for professional wrestling smart marks. If you cannot take a difference in opinion, let me repeat it, if you cannot take a difference in opinion or better yet a smarter opinion than your own, do not follow me. If you do not want to be pissed off or offended because of the truth, do not follow me. And I will also tell all the youngers, if you are a child that is following me, or a parent of a child that is following me, parental discretion is advised, because I do not hold my potty mouth for absolutely anybody. I might censor it, but I will not hold it. Got it? Now, with that being said, I love all of my listeners. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I love doing this show for you guys every week. Keep up the listening. Keep up the support. Keep watching wrestling. Keep being marks, not smarks. Be a mark. You guys have a blessed year or a blessed day or whatever the fuck. And I will see you guys next week. I am Chris S. Fleming, hosting the Smarts List. And I say peace and love to you guys. Good night.